You know, I got a chance to attend a high school graduation yesterday. They have this cool tradition. Instead of one graduation speaker, every graduate is invited to say a few words, and many reflected on how far they'd come. In Yukon, Oklahoma, graduates reflect by returning to their old elementary school. State Impact Oklahoma's Robbie Korth has this report.
Graduating senior Ivan Ramirez leads his classmates in a walk through their alma mater, Ranchwood Elementary School.
I'm very excited to be the leader because I've never been a leader before.
He was also very excited when he saw my microphone.
I'm gonna be on the radio. Okay, I just want to say a huge shout out to my mom.
Ramirez and his classmates at Yukon High School were sophomores when school shut down in March 2020. The district's tradition of bringing seniors back to their elementary school was also put on hold. This year, it's finally back.
When I saw the PE gym, I was just like, wow. I was like, that was my favorite place to go.
Another place he frequented back in the day, Principal Kristen Leib's office.
And that little Ivan, oh my gosh, a stinker.
A stinker.
A stinker who brings back memories of a time before masks or vaccines. And seeing kids like him at this brief ceremony featuring orange juice and donuts means everything to Leib, especially in the wake of the pandemic, which upended these graduates' high school years.
This is the reason I come and do my job every day, is to see these kids rise above a lot of different circumstances that they face, and just to see them become young adults, and I can't wait to see where their journey takes them to the next stage.
Both Leib and Ramirez say going back and seeing some familiar faces makes life feel a little better, a little more normal. Less normal is what happened when Leib, who spent years disciplining Ramirez, sees him for the first time.
She actually came up to me and hugged me. She recognized me, and I was like, of course she would. I was like, yeah, I knew she would recognize me. This time she actually had a smile on her face.
And how could she not? For NPR News, I'm Robbie Korth in Yukon, Oklahoma.